From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
How about 30,000, eh? What pandemic?
We got there. So assets, not just house prices, Mike, asset prices are up everywhere. Dow Jones, 30,088. Asset prices going up.
Amazing. Now, the RB, what do we make of the remit or the remit change or the letter or the reply to the letter or the debate or the...
Bit of drama yesterday for financial markets to deal with. So, Mike, I'll make a couple of... So there's two sort of levels that you make observation of here. There's one, there's the broader issue of house prices, which is, you know, everyone's got an opinion. And then there's the sort of pointy end. This is where I live. And this is what actually happens. Not what we'd like to happen or what we think should happen, but what actually happens. So what actually happened yesterday? Well, we had an exchange of letters, which is a little bit unusual, and I suppose it highlights the sensitivity of the topic. But both of these letters were immediately published, so very transparent exchange. You had the letter from Grant Robertson to Adrian Orr. I mean, he opened up by saying they were looking for ways to work together to address the issue of rising house prices. There is a remit between the government and the Reserve Bank. And in it, the government details its economic objectives, and that is improve well-being and living standards of New Zealand. The minister is concerned that rising house prices are affecting the government's ability to meet those objectives. So he's not asking specifically for changes to the price stability and employment objectives, and he remains committed to the operational independence of the setting of monetary policy. But, Mike, here's the bit that's been underreported, and I want to highlight. Maybe you can talk to the minister later on about it. He says he's aware that the Monetary Policy Committee is making increasing use of alternative monetary policy tools. They weren't envisaged when the 2019 remit was signed, so it's right now to consider how those tools are impacting on the housing market. Mike, what are those tools? You've got QE. You've got the large-scale asset purchase program, and now we've got the potential use of the FLP. So in there, there is the suggestion that maybe they need to address the use of those tools. Robertson suggests that the remit should be changed to include or better highlight the fact that the MPC takes house prices into consideration. So then you get the letter back from Orr. In it, he says, I can assure you we do look at house prices. In other words, he's saying, hey, wait a second, buddy, we are looking at house prices. He says, thanks, we'll appreciate it. Appreciate that it will come back in due course. What does it all mean, Mike? Well, it's very public, so the government wants the public to know the discussion is live. Clearly, house prices are an issue. But the RBNZ has been saying repeatedly that it's better in the short term to ensure jobs, get employment up. Now, if I just switch my gauge, Mike, for a second, and I look at the other interest rate setting mechanism, and that is financial markets. And the markets thinks a couple of things. They think the recent MPS has reduced the probability of negative interest rates. Yesterday's exchange further reduces the probability, that probability that we won't see negative interest rate. The market anticipates changes. They're calling a different outcome. They're calling higher rates. It's calling a stronger New Zealand dollar. We have tighter monetary conditions. And also, the market's getting a little bit worried about inflation. Mm. So the funding for lending program, that could keep retail floating rates down, but that might not be the case for fixed-term mortgage rates, Mike. We have seen five-year swap rates go from 0.08 to 0.52. And the TWY is quite a lot higher as well. The wholesale market is saying we may have seen the low in wholesale interest rates.
Okay, I'll put some of that to Grant Robertson after 7 o'clock. Yep. Now, what we really need to do is just pile into Bitcoin, don't we?
That's right. Forget all this. Just go buy cryptocurrencies. Now, you know I don't talk a lot about cryptocurrencies because previously my view has strongly been that the infrastructure, blockchain, that was the exciting development, and that many of the cryptocurrencies are just simply speculative endeavours. But look, we've got a world now where investors are looking for alternative assets, and Bitcoin's caught a break. Remember, there are many other cryptocurrencies out there. This is the original Bitcoin. Just a note, it's trading at all-time highs. Late 2017 went into an exponential price rise. Well, it's over that now. It's at $19,253. So Bitcoin is enjoying a lot of rapid price appreciation. Bitcoin in US dollars was $5,000, Mike, in March. Now it's 19,253.
Amazing.
So go get you. So the
Bitcoin is the Tesla's cap this morning is half a trillion. So they're on their way as well. And Elon's now officially the second richest man in the world. What are the numbers?
The numbers: 30,084 on the Dow, up 492 points because we might have a transition of power. 1.67% gain there. S&P 500 3631 up 54 points, 1.5%. And the Nasdaq flirting and bouncing around the 12,000 level. It's 11,999. As I look at it, that's up 1%. Overnight, the FTSE 100, 6432, up 98 points, 1.5%. The Nikkei, 26165, up 2.5% yesterday. Shanghai Composite, down 12, 3402. The ASX 200, 6644. Up 82, 1.25% gain yesterday, and the NZX 50 gained 52 points, 0.41%, 12,553. The New Zealand dollar stronger, 0.6972 against the US dollar on the wholesale markets, 0.9484 Aussie, 0.5871 euro, 0.5222 pounds, 72.90 yen. Gold, the bottom has fallen out of gold. $1,803.33, so well off. And Brent crude up again, $47.76.
You have a good one, mate. Andrew Kelleher at jmiwealth.co.nz.